What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Where the heck did January go? I mean, I looked at the calendar the other day. I was like, oh, it's February already. And it's Groundhog Day, February 2nd. Did the groundhog see his shadow? Does anybody know what I'm talking about that who's not on the East Coast of the U.S.? This was a big deal for us when I was growing up in New Hampshire. We're like, is the winter going to be over yet anytime soon? Holy cow. I do not miss the New Hampshire winters. San Diego today, nice and sunny, 65 degrees. That's why I live here. How's it going, my friend? Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, super, super appreciate you. Got a quick tip episode coming your way right now. And we are going to be talking about what if you only had 3 to 4 hours a day to work on your business. That's all you have. What would you be spending your time on? This is one of the biggest questions that I get from people is like, they say, well, I'm not really sure how I should be spending my time or what's the next thing I should be spending my time on if I want to grow my business. Now, you might be saying, well, Rick, I only have 3 to 4 hours a day. That's truly all I have to do, all I have to give to my business, if you will. So if that's you, awesome. I want to help you with that. If you are working way more hours than that, I'm going to challenge you today. And I'm going to share with you some things to be thinking about and how to cut down on the things that you're doing in your business so that you can get more leverage, if you will. We're going to be talking about leverage a lot here today. Now, before I get into all that, who is on Clubhouse? I'm going to be doing a couple episodes coming up here about Clubhouse because, man, shiny object when it comes to Clubhouse, right? This is one of those things where when it came out, everyone always started talking about it. People were like, oh, the cool kids are on there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I do not need another platform. I'm not even doing a good job on Instagram right now, which, by the way, is going to change. But I got sent an invite by my buddy Mel Abraham, and he's like, dude, check it out. And so then I had one of my former students take me through, like, how to use it and how to go about doing it. And I did my first couple of rooms, I guess you call them, there on Clubhouse. And I was like, wow, this is really cool, actually. It's a lot of fun. And I love just hanging out with you all, and obviously from the podcast here, but also on Clubhouse, like, you know, get to, what do you, I don't know, you call it, like, bring you up or whatever it's called, and just talk and answer questions and stuff like that. So I'm going to be doing a lot more rooms there on Clubhouse. So if you are on Clubhouse, make sure that you connect with me. One that I do have coming up where we're going to do a whole, and I got more coming your way here on the podcast as well about the whole iOS, you know, 14.3 privacy updates and how it's affecting Facebook ads and all this other stuff. There's so much swirling out there right now about what this means, what this doesn't mean. And like, I literally cannot find a central theme to what anybody is saying out there. So we're going to try to distill it down for you right here on the podcast. I have heard this, by the way, that mid to late March is when all of this is going to start getting enforced on Apple's side. So that's really when things will start to change. But anyway, connect with me on Clubhouse. Just Rick Mulready there on Clubhouse. All right, let's get into today's quick tip, shall we? So this is something I think about a lot, right? You know, when we think about our business, well, first of all, we often don't take the time to even step back and think about, ask ourselves questions about how can I work smart? You know, it's the whole cliche, like work smarter, not harder, but that's really what this is about, right? It's what are the things that I can be doing in my business that are leveraged activities? You know, I'm going to define that for you, how I define it for you here in just a second, okay? And so going back to the question of today's episode, what if you only had 3 to 4 hours a day to work on your business? How would you be spending that time? What types of things would you be doing during those hours? And probably even more importantly, what would you not be spending your time on? For example, I guarantee that you would not be spending your time on things like creating graphics in Canva or editing your own video, for example, right? You'd hired someone to help with those things. You would need to leverage that time that you have as much as possible if you want to continue growing your business, right? And you want to make sure that you get your mindset around this as well. And this is something that I've worked on with my coach in the not so distant past also, because we can often go to, oh, I only have 3 to 4 hours a day to work on my business. And so I have limited time to grow the business. Well, what if that were exactly the amount of time that you need to grow your business to six figures, multiple six figures or seven figures? And if those of you guys who think that that's not possible, there's plenty of proof that that is absolutely possible. And I'm going to share an example with you in just here in just a minute. Okay. So you need to leverage your time as much as possible. You'd want to make sure that you are focusing on revenue generating activities, the things that are the quote unquote highest leveraged tasks, right? So I call these the key three activities in your business. And these are your top three leveraged activities that are in your zone of genius and that are going to be making you money. And by leveraged, I mean you do the work once and you can see results from your efforts ongoing, not just in the, you know, you do something and then you see an immediate result. You can see the immediate result, but you're also seeing results from your efforts going forward. Okay. So here are some examples of key three, as I call them, activities. So for example, number one, like creating content that only you can create. Like this podcast, for example, is a key three activity for me. No one else is going to come on here and deliver my podcast, right? Deliver this podcast. YouTube videos. If you're doing YouTube videos and that's your thing, right? I'm going to be upping my game on, not even upping my game. I'm going to be getting a game on YouTube this year, which I'm really excited about. If you're doing Instagram stories or Instagram TV or Instagram Live, right? That's content that you are creating, meaning you're on camera. I talked about Clubhouse a few minutes ago. If you're doing rooms on Clubhouse, well, you are delivering that content. You're building that audience and connecting with your perfect customers. Another example of a key three activity is improving your webinar or your optimized launch trainings. Another one would be writing sales copy. Maybe that is writing emails for your business that are going to be generating revenue. And you could argue with me about that one. Like, no, like if you're further along in your business, you're like, no, I want to hire somebody to write those emails. Well, yes, I do recommend doing that. However, if your emails generate revenue and you really enjoy writing those emails, well, that could be a good use of your time. Right? We have a new business partners. They are new members of my Accelerator Coaching Program, right? Which is open, by the way. If you want to apply, I'll talk to you more about that a little bit later on. But they're new members of Accelerator. They came in, and one of the easiest things that we covered, and this is like, I always talk about blind spots, right? These are the things that we don't see or we're missing in our own business because we are so close to our own stuff. And one of the first things that I talked to them about doing is just sending more emails to their list to offer the products that they were selling. And they came back like literally like 2 weeks later and were like, our revenue was way up based on the simple emails that we're sending out. And it's like something like that, right? So anyway, writing sales copy, whether it's emails or your sales page or what have you, ad copy if that's what you want to be doing. Another example of a key three activity is reviewing your business metrics and your funnel stats to optimize your strategy. That is a good use of your time as the CEO, right? Notice I didn't say pull your stats or pull your metrics. You're reviewing them, you're analyzing them, okay? Better yet, somebody on your team pulls the stats, and then if you have a marketing manager, a marketing director, or an integrator, that sort of thing, that sort of role in your team, they can do an initial analysis and they can come to you with their recommendations. So you review the stats, you review the recommendations, and you coordinate with the appropriate person on your team to develop a strategy, and then your team goes and implements it. That's a good use of your time. Another example of a key three activity is to connect and create relationships with others in your space. This you should be doing every single day. Reaching out, connecting with people, offering to help people genuinely, authentically. You want to make authentic connections with people, okay? One of the fastest ways to grow your business is through genuine and authentic relationships with other people. And that is something that I've talked a lot about here on the podcast. Another example of a key three activity is to, if you have a leadership team, if you have people in leadership positions on your team, you should be meeting with them regularly. It's a very good use of your time, right? Because you're looking at strategy, reviewing what's working, what's not working. You're looking to optimize all that stuff in your business. If you don't have a leadership team, maybe you're meeting with your integrator on your team and doing the same types of things to discuss business strategy, you know, your team, your roles, what do you need to hire for, et cetera, okay? And so those are just examples of key three activities that are high leverage activities that can bring you results ongoing, not just in the immediate term. Okay. So where do you even start figuring out where to be spending your time in your business? Well, the first thing I recommend, and I've talked about here on the show before, is to do a time audit. And all the time audit is, it's a little bit of a pain in the butt, I'm not going to lie. However, the information that you can glean from a time audit is amazing. I do one about every quarter. And it's literally just writing down, keeping track of what you're doing in your business and how long things are taking. And I like to add a different element to it too, is how do you feel? What's the energy level of based on what you're doing? So for example, right now, I'm recording this podcast episode for you. I love to do this. This super energizes me. And I'm going to spend about, 15, 20 minutes recording this episode. So I would jot that down. I would write down, the prep that we did for this episode. Okay, how long did that take, right? And I want you to record everything that you do in your business on a daily basis for 3 to 5 days. From the time you start working to the time you end, write it down. And also, be honest with yourself. Include the things that are your time wasters. So for me, we all have time wasters, right? For me, I go to ESPN. I go to TSN, which is Canada's ESPN. Shout out to all my Canadian listeners. I'm a huge hockey fan, right? I'm a Go Caps. And so I'll go to TSN about 5 times a day, actually more than that. But that's a time waster for me, right? I'm not saying don't do those things. I'm just saying be aware of how long or how much time that you're spending on those activities. Maybe your time waster is you're scrolling through Instagram or whatever it is, or you're on Clubhouse, right? The number one thing I hear from people about Clubhouse, two words, time suck, right? And so maybe you're like, holy cow, I spent 2 hours on Clubhouse today. Where did that time go? So anyway, do a time audit, okay? And then once your time audit is done, look at that time audit and look at what are the things that you should not be doing? What are the things that are not moving your business forward? Meaning, what is not in your zone of genius? Oh, I edited this email, or I uploaded this email into ConvertKit, or I created an image in Canva, or whatever it is, right? And so what you want to do with those things, once you've identified them and how much time things are taking, is to delegate or cut it, right? So someone else can do this on your team, or you need to hire somebody to help you with this, or is what you're doing just need to be, maybe you should not be doing it, right? Just cut it. Okay. And so once you've identified what those things are, You also want to look at, well, how much time is being taken up by those things that you should not be spending time on in your business. I guarantee you are going to be amazed at the amount of time that gets wasted in your schedule. And I'm raising my hand right now. Same thing for me. I'm like, holy cow, I spent, you know, 40 minutes between watching this video on YouTube or what have you. And I'm not saying that's bad because we have to be including those types of things in our schedule, but we often do it sort of unconsciously. And that's what I want to help you shine light on, okay? The other thing, once you have your time audit done, is how much time are you spending on those revenue-generating activities, those key three activities, okay? Now, based on that time audit, what I want you to do is list out the things that you should be focusing on with the 3 to 4 hours per day that you have to work in your business based on your revenue goal and your success goals that you have. Okay. Now, I want you to, when I had Jason Brown from the Brown Report on the podcast, he's been on a couple of times, really, really good buddy. He's awesome. Now, he talks about how he built his business when he did $500,000 in his business while having a full-time job. And I've never forgotten what he said. He said, I built my online business. So he teaches stock market trading and options and all that fun stuff. So he said, I built my online business knowing that I have a full-time job, but when I leave my full-time job, I still want to treat my online business as if I have a full-time job, meaning I only have a few hours a day, and this I'm going to continue this going forward. So yes, he was building it at the time when he had his full-time job, but then he's like, I want to continue the mindset around building his online business as if he had a full-time job even after he left, okay? Another example here is one of my accelerator members. When they joined, they said they want to continue growing their seven-figure business. They had a seven-figure business at the time. Now it's multiple seven figures, while working no more than 4 hours a day, okay? And so here's what we did. I said, okay, awesome. Now we need to work backwards from that revenue goal and look at the things that need to be happening in those 4 hours per day in order to hit that revenue goal. Also, what this allows us to do is who is needed on the team in order to accomplish that goal within the time allotted that this person has to run their business. Then we laid out the plan. Okay. That's what I want to recommend that you do is start looking at if you only had 3 to 4 hours a day to work on your business, what are the things that you need to be focusing on in order to grow? What team members do you need to have on your team? Maybe that you already have or that you need to hire for the team. Okay. Now, I recently asked this question to my accelerator coaching members in our private Facebook group. I said, if you only had 3 hours per day to work on your business, how would you spend your time? And I want to share with you some of their answers. So one person said, record a podcast, write a sales email, meet with my integrator. Boom. Another person said, planning out ideas for new products, being creative, making something. Again, making something that is furthering them towards their goal. Brainstorming with my team. Another person said, this is more than what I currently have. Brainstorm a new resource, write an email, meet with my team, respond to questions, right? And I jokingly said back to this person, so three hours a day would be a luxury. And they said, yes, I might feel ahead. This is from a person who has a full-time job, a family. They have two kids, yep, husband, and a full-time job. And a very successful online business, and they do several $100,000 in their business, like 2 hours a day. Another person said, emails, blog posts, resources. Why for this person? Because those are revenue-producing activities for them. Another person said, content creation, designing new projects for members, reaching out to potential partners and collaborators. Another person said, content creation, collaborating with agencies or other people in their niche, honing messaging on their webinars. Another person said, building relationships with others in my space, including podcast interviews, planning and communicating with my OBM, analyzing my metrics and figuring out how to best use the information in my business and in conjunction with my ads manager. Do you see a theme here? these are all leveraged activities. And so it might not seem intuitive that like, oh, I just spent, you know, 30 minutes meeting with my integrator or meeting with my team or what have you. That's not a great use of your time. It absolutely is a great use of your time if you're strategically intentional with the goal of meeting with them, okay? This is an example of leveraged activity and leveraged time right here because you can be helping them move the business forward, meaning they're working on projects, right? So you are clearing the obstacles so that they can be getting the results that they're responsible for. That is leverage because you're going to be seeing results ongoing from that 30 minutes of time that you spent with your team, okay? And the people that these examples I just share with you are all multiple six, seven-figure business owners. Some are multiple seven-figure business owners, okay? These are course creators and online coaches. And, you know, it's really about these leveraged activities that are going to bring them long-term results, not just immediate results, okay? So these are the types of questions that I want you to be asking yourself. If you don't already, block time in your calendar for thinking and brainstorming. Ask yourself a question like, if I only had 3 hours a day to work on my business, how would I spend that time? And then let your brain get to work, okay? And I just gave you a bunch of different examples of the types of activities that are your key three activities that are moving your business forward in a leveraged way. Because being more strategic in your business and implementing a plan that allows you to make more while working less is what my accelerator coaching program is all about. Okay. So if you're listening and you're like nodding your head, like, yes, this is what I need to work on in my business. If you're a course creator, if you're an online coach, or maybe you have a membership program and you're in that, you're doing well in the business, but you're in that overwhelm stage. If you're not sure what next steps that you should be taking, if you're kind of feeling stuck in your online business, right? I guarantee you this, what you think is the problem is very likely not the problem. That's why we call it blind spots, because we are so close to what we're doing in our business that we can't see stuff. And so if that's you and you're looking to scale your business to multiple seven figures, then I want to invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. Okay. It is open, it's application only. And so if you're interested in learning more and applying, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay. rickmulready.com/accelerator. Fill out the application. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me. Happy to answer any questions for you, but would love to see how we can help you take the next step in your online business and really fast track the success, because everything we talked about today, this is what it's about, my friend. All right. Thank you, as always, for listening to the show today. Super, super appreciate you. Let's connect on Clubhouse. Don't forget. And I'll see you right back here on the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast.